HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com. Time for Brady to solve all of your problems, and I've got a stack of them in front of me. Pretty solid up and down all the way. So it is brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn right there on 12th Street and Indian School. You want it, they got it. You want to sell it, they'll take it. A lot of good ideas there. And you can get a little cash in your pocket if you're interested in kind of, one of those moments where you're kind of like, I don't need this guitar anymore, but I might want it back later. Go look into that pawn opportunity, Mo Money Pawn Shop, 12th Street and Indian School. Home of flamethrowers. You can't beat that as well. Brady, are you prepared?
Oh, yeah.
After your big butt plug Joel Osteen revival, are you ready? Doug, have you ever done that? You haven't tampered in the back door?
I
to yourself?
I would venture to say nobody's going to answer yes to that, John.
No, you'd be surprised. I have seen several people now come up and go, I've done it, man. It's pretty great. My buddy Max.
Well, I mean, who said the combo of butt plug and Joel Osteen.
Oh, no, that's never happened before.
Tough one.
Out loud.
You may be the first in history.
My friend Max over at the Phoenix City Grill, he said, don't mention this, but I've done that a lot, and I enjoyed it.
What was his name?
Max Connor. He's like, I'm into it. I was surprised. I'm like, I won't say a word, man. He's totally into it.
Hey, people got to hide that stuff a lot of the times.
I don't know why.
I don't know. Just be open about it. Especially if you're Max or whatever.
John's not good at hiding it.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to hide your first time around. I mean, you're walking different. I was walking.
There's something going on.
So whenever you see a woman walking like that, you know what's happening, right?
Yeah.
Unless she's really used to it, I guess.
Well, there was a girl here in the office who told me sometimes I wear it here.
Whoa.
Right. And we're so naive to this because she's very into that type of activity.
What's her name?
I can't say. Max Connor. she said sometimes I wear them here because it feels great. And
that's beautiful.
And she's preparing for the evening, so to speak.
To each their own, I say. You can get on board with that, right, Brady?
I think that's fantastic.
That's beautiful, sure. Right?
Like if Ronnie texted you right now and said, I put one in today. We're playing tonight.
Oh.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the odds?
You just don't want to walk in on her going, getting it in there. Good, good, because I think everybody turns into Coltrane. Good, 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 good. And then it's in. It's pretty hot. That wouldn't turn you away, would it?
No.
No. You don't seem too up.
I was just wondering if I'd come home and all of a sudden she goes, she bets me on a Suns game. I'll give you 50.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to make bets. Just get her going. Dear Brady, my cousin is incredibly sexy. Before vacation, you guys mentioned that there's no risk in mental retardation with a cousin. I can't not see her in a sexual way. I have to do something. How do I ask my cousin out? Help me win this situation, Brady. We're not hillbillies. This will surprise everyone.
Here we go.
All right. How do you ask your cousin out now that we've opened that door? Again, the statistic, as non-related people, you have a 2-4% chance of having a mentally challenged child. As first cousins, 4-7%. It's minuscule, the difference. In fact, it overlaps. So
does second cousins go down?
Second cousins is basically not related
about
when it comes
same?
To that. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, when I brought this up a couple weeks ago, Eric was right. We need to apologize to him. Banging cousins is not bad.
And that's one of the things that. I would probably say, you know, I'd ask Eric, how did you do it?
I said banging cousin-in-laws is okay.
It's a social taboo.
Megan's cousin. You can bang Megan's cousin. That is what I said.
That's JD. That's a boy. Now we're talking about something.
You can, yeah, exactly.
Why could do that? There's no chance we'll have a mentally retarded baby.
I don't know. There are guys having babies all
that
over.
That is true. That's starting to be a thing.
I would say, if you want to ask her out, go old school. I mean, really old school. Write down on a piece of paper, will you go with me? Circle yes or no. That's the best way.
Would you ask it? Like, I think he's asking, like, how do you get her to go out with you under the idea of, like, a couple of cousins hanging out? With and then just show her how much fun you are.
I
with
have
the
advice.
Risk of being shot down.
Yeah. Like, will you just, like, hey, we should go do something. We've been, you know.
I got it.
All right.
Let's all right. I knew you would.
From Southern Illinois.
Jameson.
You get her drunk.
Lots of J-Mo.
Does she drink?
Oh, sure she does.
If she drinks, Eric's not off.
I'm just, that's, That's my advice.
You get her drunk, and then you start to fiddle her.
Then you can joke about it. Go, hey, even though her cousin.
Bring it up.
You are hot.
Do you know if you weren't my cousin?
See, why did I answer this? See, now I'm just.
You're right.
You know,
He's right.
He's an expert.
That's a great suggestion. You got to baby step your way into this. Hang out with your cousin, get her drunk, get drunk with her, have some fun, and then just tell her, man, if you weren't my cousin, I would be all over you. You're gorgeous, and we get along great. And she'd be like, oh, my God, you're so stupid. It's like, seriously, I wish we weren't cousins. Although statistically I've read, and then throw that bomb on her, that you can't have mentally retarded babies, like people think. And then she'll be like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, there's no harm in it, really. I mean, it's hardly like being related.
We have so much in common.
Yeah. So we're like best friends. This is crazy. Keep telling her that. I wish you weren't my cousin because you are so hot. It's ridiculous. It's the only thing stopping me from asking you out is being cousins. And then maybe she'll go, why is that stopping you? Because she's trash like you.
She's hammered and hillbilly.
Yeah. She's a mess inside just like you are. That's not bad. Eric might be onto something there. Get drunk with her. And just propagandize, just continually indoctrinate her on the idea that it's just cousins that's keeping you from making a move.
Although most of the answers I give have to do with alcohol. So.
True. Yeah. Well, Brady's is food. It's no different. Both killing you. You'd go with that one?
Sure.
Is that how you'd ask your cousin out?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You'd have to be drunk.
Not drinking. Yeah, because I.
But you got to constantly let her know that it's like the only thing stopping me from finding you is more than. We all know
Brady would not do this.
Oh, yeah. No,
what would Brady do? He would.
Maybe.
No, he wouldn't.
You don't even know what cousins are.
I'd let her know.
She's my cousin. Like, no, she's not. My uncle? No, I don't think that you're related to that person.
Really? We grew up together.
I've heard you say that about several people you thought were your relatives, and they really aren't. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So no, your family,
you have a couple
like,
of that you have a
you,
you know,
call
good
them uncle, and they're not.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Brady calls them cousins. They're not even related. That's just to keep them from humping. I bet you his parents did that. You know, it's your cousin, boy. You're still away from there just to keep him from having sex with anybody.
That's garbage. They're keeping you down, Brady.
You should bang them all.
Could have been swinging.
Payback.
Bang them all. That's it.
Bang them all.
Yeah. That's it.
Dear Brady, my best friend has a 27-year-old daughter who is incredible. She grew up with her mother in San Diego, so I really didn't get to know her like I'm Uncle Thomas.
Uncle Tom.
As being best friends. But she's here now, and she's at Brad's house a lot. I'm assuming Brad is the best friend. And I've developed an absolute thing for being over there all the time, hanging out with my buddy. She's there a lot, and we get along great. My best friend, Brad, actually suggested that we have chemistry and we should go out sometime. I laughed, but I really want to cross this line. She's amazing. And who better than her father's best friend to take her out?
Is there even a problem here?
I get along with her.
The blessing.
Yeah,
is it a blessing or was he kidding, though?
No.
I mean, that's a tough one to not.
There's only one way to find out.
Ask that daughter out. Do you take the daughter out, though? That's the bigger thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to blow up your best friendship if it doesn't work.
You can get another one.
Yeah, there's friends everywhere. Dudes are pretty much
He'll
all the same.
He'll get over it.
And your excuses, you gave me the blessing, even if he was joking.
You said we should, but I think you could probably have to ask to make sure.
You're adult.
Yeah, but you should probably go to Brad and say, hey, Brad, you said I should ask your daughter out. Were you kidding? Because I really think I should. And he's like, oh, my God, it'll be a reality to him. You don't want to blindside him.
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know what,
you're saying that.
Yeah. Are you joking?
Because if you're not,
I'd like to take her out. We have great chemistry.
Exactly. But don't blindside your bestie.
No.
You
know? What's the age difference here?
I don't know. He said daughter's 28. I got to assume he's probably 25 years older than that. 20 to 25 years older.
16 years
older. You think 16 to 20? Old. We'll go 16 to 20 years older. So he's probably my age, like 47, 48, 50.
God, why would a guy say you should date my daughter to a...
That's how much of a best friend he is.
That's how close they are. It's the George Harrison thing. George Harrison... lost a woman to Eric Clapton.
It was his wife.
No, she stole.
And then she went back.
Well, it doesn't matter if she went back. He stole two women from her, from him. And George Harrison's answer was, well, if I love her, I want her to be happy with somebody, and he's my best friend, and I know he's going to treat her right.
There were a lot of drugs
involved. Oh, my God. Yeah, you have to be caked on heroin.
But that would be the same as, like, Brady saying you can date Kirby. I mean, that's a little
weird.
Soon.
It's too soon.
I'm not there yet.
Give it, what?
He told me I could take her to the zoo, but
Wildlife zoo.
All right, all right. I want to see that panther. That wild tacking panther.
That is, it's just odd. I can't even imagine a father saying that.
Well, I abducted Kirby for 4 days and they didn't even call the police. So it was like,
did you?
Yeah, it was in plain sight. They should do a documentary about it.
Was it 4 days?
Yeah, I took her for four days.
Boy, it went quick.
Yeah. Well, Xenu and Thenon had told me that we have to make a baby, but she's not prepared for that. Still didn't understand that documentary being a real human beings. This one's on it. Dear Brady, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2.5 years. He used to be very sexual, like 2 to 4 times a day, daily.
Damn, rabbits.
That's a lot. I had a baby last summer, and he since then hasn't been there sexually, like maybe once a week, every week and a half, 2 weeks. Usually it's quick, first thing in the morning.
Like rabbits.
What should I do? What should I do? Yeah, that is a lot. That's Brady rabbits. What are you complaining about, Brady says? You're getting it every fortnight. What should she do, Brady? And be honest with her.
You can't say Fortnite, Dale doesn't.
I know. Dale just drove off the road.
Something happened. Yeah, I think he, right now, I mean, he thinks you're wrecked.
You are. Something happened down there.
You need to rally back. You can.
Kegels. He is not attracted to that area of you right now.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds like there's a little...
Was he in the birth room?
That's
the danger. That's the thing.
You can't recover from that.
Yeah. Some people can't watch Dr. Pimple Popper. You're forcing men into the birth room. You know.
Should never force that.
You should never force it. He should. If he says, I can do it, I can do it. If he doesn't. Otherwise, you're making him look at that mess.
But if you're a man, you should be able to say, no, I'm not doing it.
I agree.
I'm not looking at that.
You shouldn't bow down to that
pressure. I stayed right up by my wife's head.
Look the other direction. Yeah. Jeremy, did you go in for yours? Did you watch your baby getting born?
Toledo was okay with it. He cut the cord.
You're fine, yeah, but it doesn't bother you.
But you got divorced.
I was in the room, but I stayed shoulder.
See? Yeah. And he's still together with his girl.
Yeah, but that's because
he didn't see it.
He didn't see it. Yeah. It's a different thing.
If you look at it, it changes.
I didn't see it. I'm still together. Toledo, he saw everything, and he's divorced.
Brady, you didn't go in for the C-section.
I was next to
him. He doesn't remember cutting the cord, John.
I didn't see the doctor seal dress my wife.
Yeah, they take all the guts out during that.
But remember that? He doesn't remember cutting the cord.
You don't?
I thought you didn't.
I can't remember if I cut the cord.
It meant nothing.
Wow. Now I'm on Ronnie's side.
What the hell? You don't remember that?
Yeah, I don't.
Were you so dizzy?
It's supposed to be the greatest day of your life.
Right. Yeah.
I think I was just so chapped that, you know.
It's costing you.
It was 19
Eric,
minutes.
Do you remember?
I wanted to make it to midnight.
I know I didn't cut anything.
August 1st.
The doctor got kind of mad at me because I'm like, hell no, I ain't
going to see it.
I'm not qualified for this.
He's like, well, it's your daughter. You don't want no.
I don't think I had that option. No, I think
of cutting a cord?
It. Yeah, on the C-section. I don't know. If...
You weren't paying any attention.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, because I wasn't. I was next to her, and they had her in a tent. Like, they're putting her down like a horse. She was tented up, so I couldn't get
in
there.
We're on the phone talking to somebody.
But I didn't hold the baby right
now
away.
I'm going to be late for the tea time. No, about 12 more minutes.
Were you zoning out?
Or was there a tennis tournament?
We already named it. I don't even know why I have to be here.
What am I missing?
I told her what to name it.
The doctor probably asked you 3 times.
He probably
and you
said,
respond.
You want to cut it? Go ahead and cut it, Doc.
You chop that off.
That's
what I pay you for.
What's your most vivid memory of that experience?
Taking Kirby
that
right
day.
Over there, and then bathing her right away.
But before, like, during the birth.
It's all a blur.
How quick it was.
Oh.
Wait a minute, you bathed her right away?
Pretty, see, that's something I wasn't close. Involved in. I didn't clean
her
off.
You mean
clean
just
Alex.
Clean her
I went
off?
Over, yeah, I went over there with a nurse.
I'm like picturing
off.
Like a little tub.
Yeah, me too.
Or,
I didn't do that. No. Didn't do anything.
I let them do everything.
Yeah, no, that's
I had a friend whose wife started a hemorrhage, and he's like, it was a murder. It was a murder scene. They wheeled her out of there as fast as they could, and I didn't want anything to do with it.
Even my wife was like, no, clean the baby up yourself.
Yeah, do all then that. Get all the gloppy insides off. You're wearing gloves, man. I'm not.
Go ahead. You got it. You're the professionals.
Yeah. So I would assume he was in the birth room, and he's not comfortable with medical procedures. Like Jeremy and I could do it. We watched
that's
that
Meditalk. You know, I'd also say to him is get over it.
Okay,
that's
easy.
Over
okay,
it.
Get over it. But also, something's not the same.
You could say the same thing to you about sex.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get over
There's
it.
Nothing getting over
repressed.
Sex.
Yeah, butt plugs, Brady.
Yeah, he's
got
to get over it. Yeah, get over it. There's a lot of get over it, Brady. And getting over it is like,
no,
man.
You got to get it. You don't have to do it.
Huh?
You don't have to do the butt plug if you don't want
you don't,
to.
Yeah, but you don't have to have sex with your wife if you don't want to.
You don't have to cut the cord if you don't want to.
You don't have to have sex with your wife if you don't want to. She doesn't have sex with you. She doesn't want to. So it's,
you're wrong on that. You have to have sex
basically,
with your wife.
You should. But basically, something happened down south, and he's not enjoying you like he did before. It could have been a visual. You need to keep these dudes out of that room.
Yeah, you can let him know that. I mean, it might take time for it to recover, but he needs to know you can recover from it.
Maybe it's not the visual. Maybe something changed.
Then if it was something that changed, then I would say then maybe seek counseling.
Maybe you've let yourself go a little.
Ah, yeah.
What if he has something else?
Could be something on the side that isn't, you know, maybe your birth changed the way, and it's not a nice thing to say.
Or he just drifted apart. Like
or that. Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
We need more info, right?
Maybe he hates your child, and he wants you two to move out.
It can be a turnoff. They get
kids? Sure can.
What do you need to do? Technically, all you have to do is consummate the marriage, right? After
yes.
that, it's like. Yeah.
Free for all.
After yeah. that, you're locked in.
Yeah, you're just, then you're married. You've consummated it. You don't have to have sex the rest of your life. Not that I would ever advocate that.
Brady?
What's that's it true. About? That's no. true. No. As long as both people are on that same page.
Yeah, that's terrible. Brady,
sounds
help
like
me.
Fun.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Uh-oh.
You can just talk for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's all about what's inside.
Read books together.
Just, yeah, I don't think he likes you anymore. You need to talk to him about that, lady. Because you went out and you broke your... Yeah, and he doesn't care for it no more. It's tough.
It
you
real.
Asked. This is you yeah. asked the question. You didn't have to pussyfoot around, so to speak.
It happened.
Yeah, sometimes it busts it. Brady...
You know, the other thing is she could... if she's not initiating... She's still waiting on him. You could be a little more aggressive.
Isn't that every guy's question, though? You know, you could be a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it more? But this guy used to not be an issue, 2 to 4. I mean, the problem is the change. He used to do it 2 or 3 times a day. Now he doesn't want her at all, and it was after the baby. She's worried about that, so she's feeling less than confident. She's not going to jump on him and hear no.
I think that's something that's kind of bred into us, like, the guy was always the aggressor,
yep.
like back yeah. in caveman days. You hit him with the club and drag, like
the good old.
And it's still hanging around.
MAGA.
We yeah. have to want some women just want you to initiate it all the yeah. time. I don't yeah. get it. It's 2019, man.
Find one of those broads that initiates for you.
Yeah, every once in a while we like that, right? You have to
every
do it
time.
Every yeah, pretty much every
pretty
time.
Pretty much every time we'd like that. We'd feel like
but it's not size. Expected every time.
No.
I mean, you could go back
sure
and forth.
Sure would be nice.
It would be nice.
Dear Brady, when we got married, my wife weighed 100 pounds. She's a 5-foot Asian woman. Guy spells Asian wrong. That's not good.
How do you spell Asian wrong?
A-I-S-I-A-E-S-I-A-N. I-E-S-I-A-N.
Wow.
I'm 6'3" and weigh about 210. Was sexually attracted to her for the past 14 years, but recently she's put on a lot of weight, and I've lost the attraction. She's about 140, 150. 5 feet, 150. Asian, that's a small frame. But that's just a guess because she doesn't ever know how much she weighs. She won't get on. Recently, she asked me why we haven't been physical, and I told her that I've lost my attraction for her because she doesn't take care of herself like she used to. This, of course, hurt her feelings, and now she won't talk to me either. Ah, that's a plus. She's thinking I'm body-shaming her, which I am, but I'm just trying to be honest about my feelings. It seems to have backfired. If she weighed this much when we first met, I wouldn't have been attracted to her. What's wrong with telling her that I'm not attracted to this body style now because of her weight? How do I repair the relationship? By the way, John, your fear of paper cuts to the eyeball is justified. I accidentally cut my eye with a paper towel 10 years ago.
What?
Paper towel? Thanks for the laughs, Brian.
Jeez, one question I wonder for him, if she would lose the weight, would he become attractive again?
Yeah.
To her? Think?
5 foot Asian.
What do you think he's just done now?
No, you dropped 50 pounds. It's good.
Hey, there's a reason he liked her originally.
It shows ambition. It shows that she cares. And she's got,
it's just, you know, hopefully she can get over the way you delivered the news. It sounds like it's pretty blunt.
How else are you going to deliver that news?
You appreciate that.
Yeah.
maybe, hopefully it does motivate her. But I would keep trying to encourage her after that.
But
I mean,
we all know what's going
to
happen.
You've already spilled the milk, so just be
she's going to lose the weight and leave you. That's why you can't tell a woman that.
Or she's going to starve herself or become anorexic.
Good. She needs bulimic. She's had her fun. She's had her fun. It's time to get back on the trolley.
You're going to make her a mental basket case.
Look, you've made hay for the last couple of years. Let's get back on the trolley.
Whatever it takes, right, John?
Right. Whatever it takes. But I'm very Malcolm X when it comes to this. By any means necessary. Let's get you back down to that bed.
I hear meth heads lose a lot of weight. You know,
right.
Doing
in
that.
Moderation, meth heads look fantastic. It's when they overdo it. Same with all those eating disorders. That stuff works for a little while. You just got to draw lines. Limit it.
It seems to be helping Mama June lately.
Look, I've talked to every woman down in the sales department. Not one of them hasn't thrown up a meal.
You've done a survey?
I have. I got into it because one of them was talking like, I did it in college, you know, and just, you don't want to gain weight. You know, you feel like you got to get into that dress. So they'll do it. I'm like, every one of you's
and
done it.
And if one of them says it.
They all piped up. They all piped up. And they're like, I've done it. And then they laughed. I'm like,
is it that easy to puke on command?
I can do it. I can do it.
You can do it?
I can do it without putting my fingers in my throat. I can make food come back right now.
Go ahead.
All right. You serious?
Do it.
I don't know. I would just be a little apple.
He's puked on air before.
I've done it before.
This might surprise you, but I've never done it.
Yeah. Well, you love it too much the other way. But you're not a woman. You've never had to worry about your body before.
You have to stick your fingers down your throat, right?
I've seen him do it.
I can do it with fingers down the throat. It's watch this.
The worst was where he's like, I could do two of these milkshakes. Where was that?
That was at the Five and Diner.
Oh,
and I threw up ice cold milkshakes. It was weird.
It was like a gallon.
Just on command?
Yeah, out in the parking lot. I didn't want them anymore, so I took them out.
What the hell?
It's body control. Mind over matter.
That's where the don't do it drop from Brady came in.
Yeah.
When you were throwing
don't
up on
it.
The-
don't
yeah.
do it!
Yeah, this is me because I was throwing up in front of Brady. Because he didn't believe
I could. How do I not remember?
It looked like the dumpster out bag of Sherwin Williams.
Yeah. But I took that second milkshake down and realized two milkshakes is one too many.
That first one went down so fast.
I'm going to get another one of these.
Nope,
this is a terrible, terrible plan.
They probably taste good coming back up.
And that's exactly what I told Brady. I'm like, look at that. It's still cold.
If you're going to throw something up.
It was still cold. I'm like, this is not bad.
I mean, that's the one to do.
But that's what we're saying, ladies. By any means necessary. Look, she put on 50 pounds. She's had her fun. And she's got to start showing, not necessarily to do it in an unhealthy way. Get her on the RM3 program. That's enough to throw a pitch in there. Get her on Red Mountain.
20 pounds in the first month.
Probably. And get her back on the fish and sushi. She's Asian. She should be on a much safer, fat-free diet. You've Americanized your wife. But I don't think there's anything wrong with either side of that. If a woman told a man, you've put on weight and I no longer find it attractive, I don't think men would be like, meh, that's not right. Body shaming is... You'd be like, you know what? She's right. I got to get back on the horse here.
They can tell men that.
And they are allowed to say it. And men will deal with it. Oh, he's packed on a few. I've seen it. Look at this guy's gut. Try that with it. Look at her ass. It's huge compared to when we got married. You can't do that to a woman. So she needs to get back on the horse and start trying harder. She's gotten complacent, and he's calling her out. And it goes for both sides. I think that's very safe. So we learned today that dating your cousin requires alcohol and that bulimia in moderation is a very, very helpful diet tool. Not suggested. Recommended. It's up to you at that point. Anything else?
That'll do it.
Pretty good. Oh, and then date your best friend's daughter at your own risk.
Yeah.
There you go. Brady, well done. You've solved all the world's problems. That, my friends, brought to you by Mo Money Pawn, is what Brady did.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.